Richard is also in Canberra. Hi there, Richard.
G'day, how are you?
Really well, thanks. Is this the Richard that has started the Put Their Eskies Out campaign?
It indeed is, yes.
So this started yesterday. Tell us what prompted you to put an esky of cold water out. It was for the posties, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Sure. So what happened on Tuesday afternoon, it was pretty hot down here in Canberra, and I was out in the backyard giving the cage birds that I've got some water and also the wild birds because everyone was struggling in the heat. And I thought to myself, geez, how do the posties do it in this weather? It's ridiculous. So the next morning, I thought I'd put an esky out, put some cold water and a can of Coke in it, and put a little note on the letterbox and just say, you know, there's some cold water and stuff up in the esky. Help yourself and stay cool. I put a picture of it on Facebook just in the hope that maybe one or two other people might see it and go, yeah, that's a good idea, let's do that. And I think I tweeted it as well. It kind of picked up a little bit of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And a local radio station rang me and had a chat. And while I was talking to the presenter on air, we were talking about, you know, putting eskies out. And I made a comparison to, I think it was putting your onions out and putting out your potatoes.
It's become an Aussie thing, yes.
Political parodies of the last couple of years. And then, of course, putting your bat out for Phil Hughes after that tragic event in which he was killed in cricket. And I said, maybe we should just start put your esky out. So I was actually born on radio.
Right.
So I hung up from that call and I created a Facebook page just called Put Your Eskies Out. A little bit of a history about what this is about, just, you know, looking after the poor people who have to work in the heat. And, yeah, it seems to be building a bit of momentum.
Richard, did your postie take the drink?
He did, absolutely. And he left a little note on the note that I'd left just saying cheers.
Hey, Richard, you know how expensive bottled water is, particularly in this day and age. Are you going to refill it every single day?
Look, while we're going through this heat, absolutely.
You're a good man.
It costs very little to be kind to other people. We've seen people handing out water at roadworks and stuff to people. It's just not hard to do. It's just a nice gesture, and if it costs a few bucks, so be it.
Oh, I'm with you. Well done.
Good work. You've started something good. Good luck with your campaign, and I'm guessing that you've got the happiest postie in Canberra right now.
Well, look, I hope there's plenty of other posties who today are happy, and in the coming week, with your help and the help of social media, this can really gain a bit of momentum, and you know, it's just that bit of community spirit that in the height of summer we all need.
Yeah, love it. Richard, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. That's Richard in Canberra who put an esky of cold water out for the postie yesterday afternoon, wants everyone else to do the same. And not just posties, of course, tradies or road workers, whoever's around. A caller's just let us know that Sydney Trains was handing out water at Central Station yesterday. I think that's a great move as well. They probably needed your Australian Open mist fans, Erin, there at Central Station.
They are amazing. I'd love to get one in my home. I think they're very effective. But it's a great way to ensure as well that you do get your parcels and mail delivered on time and that it's not just thrown on the lawn as well. It's fostering a nice bit of good spirit among the postie community. So, no, he's a smart man, Richard, and it's a great attitude to life, isn't it, just to be kind.
Yeah, I don't think, as he said, it doesn't cost that much.